Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Good evening. Good evening. Welcome to the new season of Gospel Gold. I'm your host, Reverend Michael Rogers. I am so glad you have joined us tonight. We are on an hour late. We're going to fix that very soon. But we thank you for joining us tonight here on the first episode of the new season of Gospel Gold. For those of you who were with us last season, those of you who are new to Gospel Gold, we want to remind you that Gospel Gold is the only music program on the air anywhere with the format of the history, preservation, and enjoyment of traditional African-American gospel music. That is what we are about here at Gospel. We know that our music began with work songs and field hollers, the struggles of our people, the adversities that they had to overcome. And so we express that through our music, whether it be through gospel, jazz, blues, rock and roll, contemporary gospel, or even hip-hop. All of it has its root in gospel music. Gospel music is a shining beacon of hope, a fantastic journey of joy divine, and a triumphant victory in God that comes from deep down in the soul of God's chosen people. The greatest melodies and the greatest songs have been written by African Americans and through the African American experience. And that's what we are about here at Gospel Gold. As we start our program, we always start in prayer. If you don't mind, pray with me. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this night. We thank you for this medium. We pray, God, that something be said here tonight, something be played here tonight that will encourage your people to keep on giving you the praise. And this we ask in Jesus' name, amen. Since this is the first episode of the new season, I thought that I would just give you a sampling of some of the things that we'll be doing this season on Gospel Gold. We will be talking about the gospel artists, the history of gospel artists, and we'll be, of course, listening to some great gospel music. We'll be listening to interviews of gospel artists that were done in the past and those that were done recently. We'll also have a call-in segment where you can call in and you can actually speak to us right here in the studio. If you have input, if you would like to say something, if you would just like to comment on what you hear on Gospel Gold, we would ever be so grateful for you to do so. So that's the thing that we're going to be doing in Gospel Gold. I'm going to talk a little bit about that as the program goes on. We're only on 1 hour tonight, so I'm going to talk a little bit and I'm going to play some good music. Of course, now you cannot talk about gospel music without talking about the Black church. And the sound that is so recognizable in the Black church is the mass choir. Wherever you go, that sound of the mass choir is recognizable for the Black church. And so last season, we featured the Chicago Mass Choir. We featured the Georgia Mass Choir, the Wilmington Chester Mass Choir. This season, we will be featuring some other mass choirs. There are many. And we'll be featuring a few of those this year, this season as well. Let's take a listen to some of the mass choirs that we'll be listening to and talking about as the season of gospel goes on. Let's listen to Brother Cecil Shaw and the Shaw Singers, recorded in 1961, I'll See My Jesus By and By. Then we'll listen to the LA Mass Choir and the Mississippi Mass Choir in that order. Listen and enjoy.
Well, he's back. We'll be right back. felt so alone. Seen no one care. You came along, gave me a song to ease the pain and erase the
no one. for your sins and mine. Anybody here know he died for you? I want to get the fruits of your lips. Do you know he died for you? I want you to know it's part of the spikes that they put in his feet that held him to the cross. It wasn't the spear that they speared him in the side that held him to the cross. Can I get somebody to say yes here? I want you to know it wasn't the nails that they nailed in his hands that held him to the cross. But when that thief said, come down and save yourself, I want y'all to know the Lord, that it was love. And let me hear you say, love, that held him to the cross. It was love for the prostitute. It was love for the drug addict. It was love for you, you and you. If you know it was love, put those hands in the air. We come tonight to tell you, it wasn't the nails that held him to the cross, but it was the love of God. Come on, Mississippi man, just tell us. The nails that held him to the cross. He could have come down, but my soul still goes. Hallelujah. The ransom was so high, paid off. He wasn't. If you believe that, put your hands together. Yeah. One more time. He wasn't. The nail that held him to the cross. He could have come down, but my soul still be yours. The ransom was so high, only he paid the cost. He wasn't. The nail that held him. I got a witness. Say it.
He was wounded for our transgression. By his stripes we were healed. As he hung there at Calvary, he was lifted up from the earth in order to draw all men. It was love that held him there. Oh, that same love.
the sound of the Black Church, the Mass Choir. That first song you heard was Brother Cecil Shaw and the Shaw Singers, recorded in 1961. It was on the Father I Stretch My Hands to Thee. If you can find that album, Father I Stretch My Hands to Thee by Brother Cecil Shaw, add it to your collection, you will be truly blessed. That is one of the great albums by Brother Cecil Shaw. One of the more popular programs that we featured on last season was the Women in Gospel. We've had so many great women who have contributed so much to the gospel field, from Rosetta Thorpe to Mahalia Jackson, to all of the women who were in the caravan, all those great gospel artists, part of the caravan singers. We had a program last season where we featured a lot of the great female gospel artists. Without them, the gospel field would not be what it is today. And so again, this year, we're going to do the same thing. We're going to feature some of those great women of gospel. Tonight, let's take a listen for a short listen to Inez Andrews, Just For Me, 1983. She was a member of that group, The Caravan, where so many great gospel artists come out of, including Reverend James Cleveland. And then we'll listen to the one of my personal favorites, The Truthettes, out of Tyler, Texas, recorded in 1968, God Said He Would Make Things All Right, representing the women of gospel here on Gospel Gold. Some of the things that you'll be hearing this new season.
Through something and you don't see your way. God is a good God. And He has no respect of person. What He's done for others, He'll do the same thing for you. And I'm thinking to myself right now that some of you may not like this song because it has no beat to it, really. But we're here tonight to encourage your hearts. Not saying that when you leave, all of your problems will be gone. But perhaps God has been a little slow, you think, about answering your prayers. But when you leave tonight, as you get in your car, if you got something you want God to really do, say, just for me. You stop, you just for me.
Thank you.
Truthettes of Tyler, Texas, God said he would make things all right. There is a number that you can call to speak to us directly in the studio tonight. That number is 845-241-9839. Area code 845-241-9839. Let me tell you about some of the things that we'll be doing on Gospel Gold this season. This season, we're going to go back. We're going to go back to the very beginning. We're going to be talking about the 30s. We're talking about the 40s. We're talking about all of the songs that were done so many years ago. We're going to go back to a time when traditional African-American gospel music with Godfather, Dr. Thomas Dorsey. We'll be talking about some of the music that he wrote. Many of the hymns that we find in our black church hymnals were written by Dr. Dorsey. We'll even go further into the 40s and go into the gospel fusion, where we're talking about Blind Willie Johnson and Rosetta Thorpe, Gary Davis and Josh White and Blind Boy Fuller. There are so many great artists back in those days that did not get their just due, and many of our people have never heard of them or have never been exposed to them. So this is our aim. We know that the history of traditional African-American gospel music cannot be told in a short melody of songs or in an hour or two-hour program. But if you join us each week as we journey through the history of our great people and through our music, you will be greatly blessed. We invite you to go to our Facebook page, the Gospel Gold Facebook page. Go there and be a part of the Gospel Gold community. That way we can stay in touch with you and you can stay in touch with us. One of the things that you will find on the Gospel Gold Facebook page is the link for the program each week here on Blog Talk Radio. All of the programs here on Blog Talk Radio are archived, which means that you can go to the Facebook page and click on that link and it will take you to that particular program. So we want you to be stay abreast. So go to the Facebook page, the Gospel Gold Facebook page, like that page, and be a part of the Facebook community so that you can stay in touch with us and we can stay in touch with you. Here's a good one. The O'Neill Twins, I Appreciate All You've Done For Me, recorded in 1978, and you'll only hear it here on Gospel Gold.
Given to me, I appreciate them. Out of all the times He's made a way for me, I can't forget them. No, no. Thank you for peace. Overnight, I realize it's not my goodness, but your grace from me. Oh. Thank you.
Appreciate all he has done for me. If you have an opportunity to go to Atlanta, or if you have an opportunity to go to a computer, go to the gospelmusicmuseum.com. It's all one word, gospelmusicmuseum.com. There you will find a lot of great information about gospel music. Of course, you know there are various different types of gospel music. We will go into all of those during this season, or as many as we can. Of course, you know there is Jubilee, a cappella, quartet, mass choir, male chorus. There are various different types classical of traditional African-American gospel music. We're going to touch base with as many as we can during this season. Of course, we cannot go into the gospel season without listening to the quartet music. Quartet music is the fundamental root of a lot of the rhythm and blues music that we have today. Even the contemporary gospel music finds its root in the quartet music. We examined several groups on last season: Brooklyn All-Stars, Pilgrim Jubilees, Swanee Quintet, the list goes on and on. This season we will be featuring some more quartets. These quartets have made their mark in the music history for years. And one of them is the Sensational Nightingales.
When I, a poor lost sinner, before the Lord did fall, and in the name of Jesus, for pardon loud did call, he heard my supplication, and soon the weak was strong. That's when Jesus took my burden away and left me with a song. That's when Jesus took my burden away and left me with a song. Yes, Jesus took my burden. I could no longer bear. Yes, Jesus took my burden and answered. To my prayer, Lord, my anxious fears subside. My spirit was made strong. That's when the Jesus took my burden away and left me with a song. That's when Jesus took my burden away and left me with a song. Listen, oftentimes my way seemed dreary and rugged seemed the road. Oftentimes I'm weak and weary when bent beneath some load. But when I cry in weakness, how long, oh Lord, how long? That's when the Jesus take my burden away and leave me with a song. That's when Jesus take my burden away and leave me with a song. Yes, Jesus took my burden, Lord, I could no longer bear. Jesus took my burden, an answer to my prayer. Lord, my anxious fears subside. Spirit was made strong. That's when Jesus took my burden away and left me.
Sensational Nightingales. Then there is Robert Blair and the Violinists.
I love you, Lord. I care about praising your name. Lord, every day I praise you. Every day you don't make it remain the same. Just like an old lady told me one day, when you're praising God, when praises go up, blessings come down. Oh, how much of us. If I get there, Lord, I know you're going to make it all right for me. Listen here. I care about praising your name. Lord, if I make it to you, Lord. Everything, I know you're going to make it all right.
that's all the time we have for tonight, friends. We will be coming back next week. We have some interesting news. We may be going to a two-hour format. We have so many things that we want to do on Gospel Gold. We want to make sure that you are aware that we do have a Facebook page. Go there and be a part of the Facebook page. If you would like to get in touch with us here at Gospel Gold, you can email us at gospelgold@songwriter.net. gospelgold@songwriter.net. You can touch base with us there, or you can contact us through the Facebook page. We want you to have a great week. We want you to enjoy yourself this weekend and keep on giving God the praise. Tell somebody about Gospel Gold. Let them know that Gospel Gold new season is on the air. We appreciate the great work that is being done here at Gospel Gold. We appreciate you being a part of the Gospel Gold community. So tell someone about Gospel Gold each week as we come on and take this journey with us, as we go and listen to the great music of our people through traditional African-American gospel music. We're going to go home tonight with Willie Banks and the Messengers. Have a great week. God bless you, and keep on giving God the praise. If I